ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mix.
What's up?
You are now in.
We're here. All right.
Oh, man, we made it alive.
Yeah.
I don't know what we made it from, but we're here.
I don't know,
Halloween.
Man. Halloween.
Dude, I'm hurting from Halloween.
All right. Well, you live in a neighborhood, so you probably got a ton of trick-or-treaters.
I have no idea, because we left our neighborhood.
Oh, did you?
Well, where we live now is a relatively new development. There's like 20 families that live in this development, tops.
All right.
No, maybe even less than that right now. Plus, there was a crazy fire. Like, one of the houses went up in flames.
On Halloween?
No, it was a few months ago.
Oh, gracious.
Oh, dude, we go crazy on Halloween.
Yeah, like, what a display. Like, yeah. Dude, their house is on fire.
Yeah, we're full on witches and all that kind of stuff, man. We're going nuts.
Codred got out of control.
We went to Sumner. Dude.
Oh, yeah, I saw your pictures.
Anyone who lives in that area, mark it in your calendar for next Halloween. I highly recommend doing it, especially if you have a kid. It's called... Street of Treats.
All right.
They close off the main road. Like there's like one main block at like Main Street or something, I think it's even called. It's got all like the restaurants and the little boutiques and stuff. Close off for cars. So now it's become like little kids' version of Vegas or little kids' version of the French Quarter. More like the French Quarter.
Yeah, they're just going from shop to shop.
Yep, showing off their goods.
Dosing up on candy.
Yeah, just little stands. I mean, you make a killing. Within like 20 minutes, your basket is full.
Nice.
It was awesome. And then you get to see all the other kids in their costumes, and that's kind of fun, you know. And it's fun watching kids see other kids dressed up as, like, their favorite cartoon characters.
Yeah.
Because it's like seeing a celebrity. So, like, Tatum lost her mind when she saw Bluey. Like, some little kid dressed as Bluey.
Who's Bluey?
He's just a dog.
Oh, yeah.
Or she. Sorry. She's just a dog. It's like it's a fun cartoon. It's actually one of my favorites of all the kids' cartoons that she watches. Tatum was Skye from Paw Patrol, and so was her cousin, Eastland. Everywhere they went, it was like the double take from all the kids. Like, look, mommy or daddy, there's Skye. And there's another Skye. It was pretty fun.
It's funny, too, to see kids dressed up in random costumes. Like, yes. Did you see Taryn's son?
Yes.
Was he an excavator or a backhoe? I'm just like, all right. I mean, that's just funny. Or sometimes kids, like, I've seen kids, like, you're just like, I know your parents influence you, but it's pretty funny you're dressed up as that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's adorable.
Yeah.
Some of them. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. Then it was like, how do you feel about, real quick, like, so some guy who's handing out the candy is an older guy.
All right.
We had this debate, and I feel like it was an innocent
thing. Give it to me, Steve. What's the debate?
He gives the candy, and he's like, oh, let me get a picture of you girls.
All right.
And he's like reaching in his pocket, trying to find his phone. And that's when, like, you're like, why does he want a picture of our kids? You know, like, I was like, I think it's harmless. Thankfully, Tatum and Eastland, they turned around by the time he got his phone out that he was only able to get, like, and he was looking at me like as if I was going to grab my kids and turn them around. I'm like, sorry, Mr. Chance. I kept going. But, like, I don't think there's anything creepy about it. It just came off kind of weird.
I guess so, but they're little kids in costumes, so it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I was like,
maybe he was going to show it to his grandkids.
My thought was maybe... I don't know if he was associated with a business right there, and maybe he was taking pictures of the kids that he thought looked cute for, like, their social media page.
That's what I would think.
That was my thought. I didn't think there was anything
to think Sumner's going to let some random dude just set up and hand out candy on their street.
He just seemed like a sweeter old man, and maybe just thought they were cute because they're in the same exact costume, and they're standing next to each other. In my head, I'm also like, if he knows my social media handle, he can get all the pictures of her in the Halloween costume that he wants. So, like, why am I worried about this? And of course, one of our friends or family, part of the crew, like, quick, take his candy out of their baskets. Like, jokingly, like, he's up to no good, this guy. But I was like, I don't think it's anything to be too concerned about.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Also, here's one I got for you.
Uh-oh.
Every Halloween we go through it. Can we stop? Can we stop with the goddamn nonsense? About drugs in the candy and this and that. Like, it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen.
Lord knows I was hoping.
Why do people get so scared? Like, oh, remember when America was this and that? Like, shut up. Are you that freaking stupid? Apparently you are. Because you honestly think this is going on. I watched a report from last year. You saw it. It was in the complete sheet. Where they were like, yeah, there might be edibles in the candy. So this year we're going to the courthouse to get an x-ray. And then they're like, no, the x-ray doesn't show if it's an edible or not. So what was the effing point of getting an x-rayed?
Oh God. So they could get people to watch their news story and strike panic and fear in all the families.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when we were growing up, nobody had to be worried about this. We lived in a safer time here in America, Ted. Remember when it was all the crazes about, don't get that candy, it might be razor blades in it.
Yeah.
There were never razor blades in any candy.
I saw some cop in Texas being like, I was at a fair and somebody gave me candy with LSD in it. Like, well, you, sir, ran into a criminal at a fair. What does that have to do with Halloween? Like, you ran into a child predator at a fair. Where are your parents?
And all I thought was, where is this fair and where did he get this candy from?
Right? I've been to a lot of fairs. I've been bored out of my mind. Somebody goes, hey, you want this candy with LSD on it? I'm probably like, sure, what the hell? Yeah, I'm already at the freaking fair.
Yeah, I know. It's so funny how people are freaking out about it. Dude, odd. It's completely off target, but it just made me think of that. I can't remember what I posted. I posted something and somebody put up there, oh, it's a picture of you and me celebrating the eighth anniversary of A Stress's Bert and Ernie or something those lines. And somebody commented on the picture going, were you guys, please tell me you guys were on shrooms when you did this or something
No, right. That went into a whole thing.
So you saw that?
Yeah.
Then I'm getting tagged by all these bots that are like, if you need mushrooms, go to this Instagram page.
That's why I didn't like them. I was like, I don't want to be on Twitter being like, out here trolling for shrooms.
It was like one after the other. And Vicky and I were joking. I'm like, should I click on one of these Instagram links? And I'm like, I don't know. So I saw the name. So I typed it in the search because I was afraid if I click on a link, it would lead to some kind of phishing scam.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, here's an Instagram user handle. And I go on it. And is this a thing now? Or is it some kind of, I want to know, what the hell is going on? It's a page that just shows you all the drugs that this person is selling. And it's like, hey, if you need ecstasy, hit me up in my DMs. Or if you need this kind of mushrooms, or I've got this kind that goes in a vape pen. And I'm like, how are they even getting away with this? And I love that the person on the on Twitter that's tagging is like, hey, I heard of this, my friend's company, check them out. I'm like, okay. I want to know the truth behind this. Not that I'm looking to buy drugs from these people.
Well,
but I want to know if they legitimately are selling drugs.
That's the problem. People are crazy. With social media, people have gotten dumb. So I wouldn't be shocked if it's real. I also think that would be easy for any police department to just be like, let's just set up an Instagram and see if people are dumb enough to DM us for illegal, illicit drugs.
That's what I want to know. I want to know if it's a sting or if it's a legit thing. I don't want their drugs, but I want to know if it's actually something that's going on because it blew my mind. I'm like, you have got to be kidding me. They're selling acid. They're selling mushrooms, all types of mushrooms, and they're selling Molly.
That's like
with Special K or whatever. I don't even know some of these drugs.
Ketamine.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's I follow a thing on Instagram about festivals, and this one just said, dude's definitely not a cop. And he's got a mustache or whatever. And he's just like, are you guys into party drugs? Do you have any to sell? I have money right here. And they're all like, nah, dude, whatever.
This stuff blows my mind. And here, I'll get arrested because I'm DMing them. Really, just for my own... I just want to satisfy my curiosity.
I didn't even like any of those links. I want nothing to do with it.
Right. I want these to stop, actually.
Yeah.
And it was a slew of them.
Correct.
And it was what the hell is going on? Did I just get brought into a drug ring?
All right. Have you ever told your story about when me and Cobb started going to festivals?
I don't know.
Just about the drug stuff. So every festival we'd go to.
Okay.
So many people would be like, that guy's a cop. He looks like a cop. I think he's a cop.
Uh-huh.
Right? Because maybe we tried, asked around. Everybody's like, to him was like, no. And then I have people walking up to me like, all right, fella, what do you need?
What do you got?
I know you're looking to buy something. I got this. I'm like, I don't want any. Like, what?
I'm the cop.
Right.
You know, it was that time many years ago. I don't know if you were there with us. There was a couple of us went to, I think it was Rick's, the gentleman's club.
All right.
And dude, we're talking. This is 15 years ago. And I remember being there, and it was middle of the day, I think. So maybe you weren't.
All right.
And we're there, and we're just hanging out, and we're like, why aren't any of these freaking girls coming up and talking to us? I just want to get a lap dance. What's going on here? Finally, a girl comes up after, literally are there for close to an hour. And you know how these gentlemen's clubs are here.
Yeah, and they're on you quick.
They're haggling and they're on you immediately. The minute you sit down, hey, good looking. It's like, what is happening? This place is not packed. Granted, it's a bunch of lifers are in there and then us. We're the youngest two guys in there. And it's a bunch of 60-year-old men, 70-year-old men that are wearing sweatpants and clearly come here every day.
Right.
And are spending all their money. And good for them. Like, honestly, if I'm in my 70s and I have enough money that I could just, like, obviously if you're widowed or whatever, and you can just go in there and just have a hot chick grind on you for every day for a little bit, I feel like that's the key to life.
Yeah, let's get it done.
Yeah. If that's my grandpa, I'd be like, leave grandpa alone. In fact, let's give him a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah.
So finally a girl comes up and I'm like, hey, what's the deal? You're the first girl to talk to us. And she's like, oh, all the girls think you guys are cops.
Yeah, like vice cops just rolling in the middle of the day.
I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And after about a couple minutes of talking, when they realized, though, these two are clearly not cops.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, every girl's coming over. You're like, I wish we were cops. This is annoying now. Damn that Cobb. He looks like a cop. Cobb the cop.
The first year we went to Burning Man, one of our neighbors, who clearly had been enjoying himself all week, but he's a little... What's the word? Spun out at this point?
Okay.
Right? Like, he's been having fun.
A couple too many hits of acid?
I don't know what he had been indulging in, but his friend came over and just said, hey, like, he is convinced you two are cops because you showed up alone. I was like, we've been hanging out for 4 days. They're like, right. We've seen you smoke a lot of weed. But they're like, he is convinced you two are. And they're like, just don't say anything because he hasn't been asleep in like a day or two.
Yeah.
Okay. So I tell Cobb, and like, we're just having fun. We're drinking some beers. And Cobb just nonchalantly goes, don't worry, man. I'm not a cop. This dude gets up and like ran off. And they're like, dude, why did you say that? And I'm like, we're like, what? And somebody's like, we got to go find him now. So he just took off. And I was like, dude. And he's like, I didn't think it was that serious. And I'm like, it obviously was serious enough. They came over and were like, hey, Ted, just so you know, he has convinced you to. And it was
don't
like,
don't say you're cops. And what is he?
Right, so it's like Thursday morning. It's like Thursday.
Hello, sir, we are not the police.
Right, and it's like, it's been a long week. This was our first year. So we were pretty chill on this morning. And then Kyle was just like, yeah. He's like, don't worry, I'm not a cop. Dude lost it.
I wish I would have been there for that. I might have peed my pants.
It was
funny what drugs will do to someone.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I remember one time we were at a crazy party menu a while back. And I was trying to keep it vague. I remember there was one guy who at first seemed like him and I were buddies. And then as the time I was there, he got weirder and weirder. And then I think it was Judah came over and goes, he thinks that you're into the girl that he's into. And I'm like, I'm like, what? He's like, he saw you talking to her. And I'm like, yeah, I just said hello. I have no interest. And then it all made sense because like the rest of the time, I'm like, oh, like, I'm like his competition. And yeah. I didn't even realize I was his competition the entire time because I wasn't his competition. And he was treating me differently. But again, like, if I went over to him, I'd be like, don't worry, man, I'm not trying to hook up with your girl. That would have probably pissed him off even more.
He would have been more into it.
Like, that means you are. You son of a bitch.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
All right, we got through Halloween.
Yes.
Want everybody to relax for a week. Take a breath, as it's coming, folks. It's going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas before you know it.
It's insane. Mariah Carey already told us.
I know.
Halloween's over. It's time for Christmas season.
God, that is a pet peeve I have. I love Christmas. Mm-hmm. Let's wait till the Friday after Thanksgiving.
I'll never forget a few.
I say it every year. People put up crap in November, and then like December 26th, they're taking it down.
Yep.
Like Christmas should stay up until after New Year's.
Lights. If they go up because like you maybe found a service and you get a discount, I understand that. Lights do not get turned on. Decorations do not go up until the day after Thanksgiving in our household.
That's the same rule. And I don't mind. Like I used to wait till like mid-December, like day after Thanksgiving, put them up.
Yep.
But the taking them down, it's like, dude, it's December 27th. Can't we drive around and look at lights? Like, nah, frickin' Bill over there already took them down.
Oh, no. We keep ours up until like, I think like mid-January.
Yeah, you got to keep them up to like what? The 5th, right? The Epiphany.
Yeah, so maybe it's like the second week of January, I think they go down for us.
Yeah, like I have been known sometimes like the 1st or 2nd, or probably January 2nd if I have it off, and I'm just sitting there, I might be like, all right, I'll take them down.
Yeah.
Just in my house, just because I'm like, am I going to keep it up another week?
Why not?
I should, because it makes me sad when I see other people's displays. I'm like, I should have kept mine up.
And it's so great when you still drive around and like you see a house that still has the lights up. I'm like, yeah, I know Christmas is done. The gifts have been given out, but it's like the spirit's still there.
Dude, you know what else? We have talked about it for years. We are doing it this year.
What are we doing?
We are renting a party bus or a limo. And we are driving around and looking at Christmas lights.
Let's do it.
Right? Couldn't we? Isn't it Point Defiance? Don't they have a huge drive-through one?
Fantasy Lights in Spanaway.
Okay. Yeah.
And now when you have to stay in your car anyway.
Yeah. That's so what I'm saying. And then we could just cruise around neighborhoods.
Yeah. I'm sure Rich would do it.
Yeah. I've been talking about it for years and let's just do it.
I think that's a great idea. Maybe we'll figure it out. Let's figure out a date sometime in December.
I'm saying we got to get ready for Christmas. We got to lock in a date, brother.
Yeah, I know, because times are crazy. Let's find a good date on a weekend. Maybe we make it into a slumber party thing.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm not sure if either we crash at your place or we could even just get a hotel if we wanted to. I could stay in Tacoma.
Dude, that's not a bad idea.
That actually could be kind of fun.
We were talking earlier about kids in hotels. See my eyes light up whoa, look at us. I'm at a slumber party.
Adults like hotels too. We've never done that before for our slumber party.
We have not.
That could be the new one.
It could be.
That could be fun.
I got a lot of ideas. Wait, why don't we could just get an Airbnb with a hot tub. Just two dudes. We looked at Christmas lights and what do you guys do? I smoked a bunch of weed, drank a bunch of beer, and we sat in a hot tub till 1 a.m.
We listened to music. We listened to some Skrillex. It was amazing. We went on Instagram. We met some new friends.
Right.
We nearly got arrested. It was amazing.
All right.
Scared some girls. They thought we were cops.
The other thing I was going to say for the TED Talk, and this kind of is sports too, but hey. Believe in yourself the way Pete Carroll believes in his offense.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, we'll just jump right into it. You know what? Why don't we give it a little bit of the wide world of sports? We got 5 minutes.
Yeah.
TED Talks.
Production.
Starring B-Tex Smith.
There we go. Oh, wait, wrong one.
That's the wrong one.
I was like, wow, it went fast.
That's what she said.
Spanning the globe.
Nice, I have an almost 3-year-old.
The thrill of victory.
I'm trying this November thing. I'm walking around with a loaded weapon.
This is
my love gun.
Ted Smith's
Wide World of Sports. Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people.
Great popcorn. The Seahawks are good.
Holy smokes.
I have never been more happy to be wrong about something. I've already lost money because they already have, 6 wins?
5.
5 wins, yes.
So I've never been more happy to be right about something.
Jesus, man. I mean, you're not that far off now from your 12 wins.
How crazy is that? And some of the games that I was convinced they were going to lose in the offseason, I think they're going to beat the Buccaneers.
I think they beat the Buccaneers. Yeah, they're 5-3 right now.
Yep.
You're at the Cardinals this weekend.
I think they could win that game, too.
That one's tough just because traditionally, for whatever reason, we just suck down there.
You're right.
It's a house of horrors. It's where the play happened against
them. It did. But you know what? That was under Russell Wilson's watch.
Yeah.
Not under Big Nuts DK Metcalf. I mean, Big Nuts Geno Smith.
Yeah. And then you're right.
Did you hear that on the fifth quarter?
No.
Oh, this is DK talking about Geno Smith.
Geno's been the same since day one. Y'all are just getting to see what we saw at practice all my first 3 years here. He's a great leader, poised. He'll stand in there and take the big hit. I know when we're watching film, tomorrow, those are big things that I see. Man, he's standing in the pocket, releasing the ball, while a DB is or a defender is barreling down on him. So he has some big nuts, man. I love playing with a guy with big nuts. Boss.
Big Walt lost it when he heard that.
I know, that's funny because I didn't actually watch it this week. I almost always watch that show after Sunday Night Football. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm with you. This weekend, I'm not positive just because it's in Arizona.
Agreed.
I do think Tampa's down. You're in Germany. That's such a weird game. I had that one as a win, even when I thought they were only going to win 5 games.
That's fine. I thought that was going to be a loss, but now it's just seeing how that team is just, Tom Brady's not in his right headspace, and understandably so.
Yeah, right? But then after that, you're going to what? Then you got the Raiders.
Should be able to beat them.
Rams, Panthers. It'll
Rams
be interesting.
Rams will be a big test, I think, at that point.
I think the crazy one is they're playing the Chiefs at 10 a.m. on Christmas Eve.
Oh, that's going to be a tough one on your birthday. That one,
yeah.
That one should be a loss.
Yeah, the Chiefs are that good.
But then again, the Chiefs at that point might already have punched their way into the playoffs.
Right? Yeah, who knows?
We could take advantage of that. I mean, I don't know how much of an advantage. For all we know, the Seahawks could have punched their way into the playoffs by that point. This season is nuts.
It is. And I'm the Bills, Chiefs, and Eagles are all very good.
Right.
Those are the top three. But I'm not sold any of them are unbeatable in the playoffs. Like, generally, there's like one or two teams who are like, they're just rolling. Like, I don't think they are.
I don't think anyone truly thought the Giants were like a strong 6-1 team. But everyone acknowledged that they're pretty good. They got a very good running game. They're just squeaking out wins. So I thought we could beat them. We're going to probably squeak. We dominated them.
Yeah, that game, right. The Seahawks looked good, and start to finish, that's a good win.
Right. So it's like how, and they're only getting better each week as Geno gets more confident and these rookies get more time under, in gameplay experience, and they're getting more confident too. Seahawks are going to the Super Bowl, Ted.
The Seahawks are playing so well right now. Like, watching that game on Sunday, like, that offense is rolling. Like, you could call out touchdowns now and routes. Just like, oh, there he is. Got him.
And think about it. Like, he could have had two more touchdowns.
Yeah.
If there was that one that Tyler Lockett should have caught.
I will say, he should have. He drops that ball. And it's funny. It's kind of like last year when DK fumbled that one. Like, I just looked at my buddy. I'm with a group of people. We're watching. And I go, don't worry. Tyler Lockett's going to make up for that.
And he did.
Right. You know that's coming. Like, he, you know, at halftime, he's like, give me that damn ball.
Oh, everything about I was saying that we were talking about after the game on Monday. I think it was like, I don't know the last time I've had this much fun watching this team. Even the year they won the Super Bowl, that was a nerve-wracking season. There were so many games that they won in the fourth quarter. This team is just fun to watch from beginning to end.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's so much fun to be a Seahawks fan, especially in a season where we thought it was going to be a really rough go.
Yeah.
So do you re-sign Geno before the season's done?
No comment.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't, Steve, I don't know right now. I mean, that's my biggest thing with this team. Like, I don't know. My brain says there's a lot of good quarterbacks coming out.
Yeah.
So maybe you re-sign Geno for like a couple years.
And then have someone be under his wing.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Give him a three-year deal.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, everything I thought about knew about football, NFL football this year, I'm just like, I'm not sure.
And if I'm Geno, I'm like, I'm staying here, even if other teams outbid the Seahawks. Like, obviously, you want to get your money. Like, not like to where he's like getting a serious, like, he's getting taken advantage of discount. But if it's like within a few million dollars a year, I'm like, I'm staying here in Seattle because this coach knows how to play me.
Well, it also makes you wonder how many good NFL quarterbacks just never got starts.
I legit was thinking that exact same thing yesterday while I was driving around. I'm like, I wonder how many quarterbacks right now are no longer in the league or are backup saying, I wish somebody would look at me like Pete Carroll looks at Geno Smith.
Correct.
Because there's got to be plenty.
There's a ton of them.
I mean, Geno Smith should have never even been given a chance.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And it's awesome.
Right. I mean, Geno was just the guy that did coin flips.
Yes. I've never been more happy.
It's unbelievable. And I feel like an idiot. I mean, I remember telling somebody after the last preseason game, they were like, I believe in Geno. It's like some girl outside of, not the woman outside of a bar. And I just go, look, I like where your head's at, but don't worry. Drew Lock's going to get some starts. Like, it's going to be a long season. It'll be fun. It's going to be a long season.
I was locked on Lock.
I wish I could find that woman again outside that bar on a Friday night to be like, hey, this guy, dead wrong.
You owe her an apology. Like, the next door app, I saw this woman offering a blanket apology to a 2-year-old that she scared on Halloween.
Oh, really?
Because she dressed up as a chicken and answered her door, and I guess it traumatized the child that was trick-or-treating. And it was the greatest post ever. It's like, to the young child that I scared when I was dressed as a chicken, I'm sorry. And I'm like, is this a joke? And it wasn't.
That next door app
is the funniest thing ever.
I just hate it. It's like now the creepy person that stares out their window, like everybody's doing it.
It's the absolute worst of the worst. It's like the people you hate on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's everybody on Nextdoor app.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I find it very entertaining because it's like, what are we complaining about? I saw some really suspicious young men outside of my house. Okay. What were they doing? They just looked inside they looked at my door and I just thought they were up to no good. I'm like, my gosh, this is actually a thing.
Yeah.
It just feeds into people's paranoia.
Right. And like, I don't know about you. I grew up in a neighborhood where there was like teenagers. Like, that's what they did. They walked around the neighborhood. They rode their bicycles.
When I walk Lulu, I look in people's windows.
Yeah. How like,
what,
not?
What are they watching? I wonder what's on their TV. I always do that. I still do that.
I do it when I walk home.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there's one apartment I can think of. Like, I walk by it and they're like a ground floor. But the way the street works, it's almost kind of like my place. Like, yes. You could look in. I look at it all the time. I'm like, oh, what are they watching? Oh, they're watching football. And that's the other one. Every time there's Monday night football game, if I walk down to the corner store or something, I don't know why. I'm always like, oh, nice. They're watching football.
Because it's not a very popular sport. Nobody watches it.
I guess at Capitol Hill, sometimes I think there's not a lot of football fans.
You think you're the only football fan in all of Capitol Hill? You're like,
I think I'm one of few.
Hey, let me, hey, young lady, let me explain football to you.
I think it's more just makes me like homophobic. Like, I'm probably the only guy up here watching football.
Ted the homophobe, he's mansplaining things to women. Yeah, and you're, I'm going on my Nextdoor app to complain about you.
Dude, we have a mutual friend. His, I can't remember if it's his girlfriend or his fiance. But last year after the Halloween party, we're up early and me and my buddy Sean going on and on about stuff and everything. And finally she goes, like, I get you two are trying to include me in your football talk. She's like, I'm from Nebraska. I understand football. You two are just kind of a-holes.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I mean, she was smiling. And I was like, damn, she's not wrong. Like, we never even stopped to ask her, like,
do you like football?
We just railroaded through and we're like, no, it's the greatest route because of this.
Yeah. You see, I know they call it football, but they most of the time are using their hands to throw the ball and catch the ball. It's paid. There's another sport that also calls itself football, but we call it soccer. But yeah, I know, guys. I'm not an idiot. Thanks.
Hold that hard real quick toward being that guy. I've been this guy for years. When I first moved to Capitol Hill, right, I had only been in Seattle like a year. So my neighbors one day, I think it was after Halloween, because we had like a little Halloween party in the building, and they were like, yeah, we're big Seahawks fans. I was like, dude, come by on Sundays. Like, I watch games. So they come over and they're like, can we bring a couple friends? I'm like, sure. And I'm BSing with them. And finally, the one guy just looks at me and goes, you understand we're not roommates. And I go, what? And he's like, we're more than just roommates. And my reaction was, but you guys like football. And they were like, oh, my God. You think because we're gay, we don't watch sports? And I was like, yeah. I was in my own apartment and just wanted to crawl in a hole.
Remember the earlier seasons of The Real World? There was always that one token guy. It was a nice guy. But he clearly had never met a black person before, never met a gay person before. And it was like hilarity always ensued because that nice guy from the South would always put his foot in his mouth, not intentionally. And then by the end of the year, at the end of the season, he learned tolerance.
Yeah, so I get it.
You were that guy.
I was 100%. But I mean, I can feel that guy's face now just looking at me. You realize we're more than roommates. Because I was like, oh, you guys are great roommates. You're always hanging out. You're always together. Watching sports.
You got each other's back. I could tell it.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Yeah.
I love it. You're like, but wait, you guys like football.
Frick, that was my... Can you... Do you know... I mean, granted, this was like 06.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is such the worst reaction. What?
But in a weird way, like that was like a... That was a life lesson.
Oh, 100%.
You know, and they probably, I hope that they stayed friends with you after that. Yeah, they did.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Guys. Yeah, they were awesome. So, I mean, at least you met the right group of people. They were like, he said something kind of ignorant, but he didn't mean it to be ignorant. This could be a good learning lesson.
Yeah, the only time they got pissed at me one time is we were hanging out in their place. We were trading dirty stories, and I went a little in-depth, and they were like, we don't want to hear about that. So I was like, what? And they were like, that's not our thing, man. We don't want to hear that. And I was like, oh, I get it. So I can't tell a sex story because you guys don't care about it.
That's interesting, though. You never think about that. Like how self-centered we all are that we think whatever we do sexually is very cool and normal. But if someone tells you something that's out of the normal to you, it's gross.
Yeah.
And it's no different than like for like a gay couple, when you're telling them something that like, you know, a straight couple would do.
Yeah, they want to know part of it. They're like,
that sounds like the dumbest and grossest thing I've ever heard. Please do not ever tell us about that again. That's funny. Well, this has been a fun episode.
Yeah, it has.
We went down some weird roads.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, the podcast was like this last night. Just kind of talking.
It's a weather change, man.
It's a weather change. It's November. It's been a long year. It really does. You get to Christmas, just like, all right.
I'm ready to look at some Christmas lights and sit in a hot tub.
Yeah, all right. We got to start planning this ASAP.
We need to lock down a date.
Correct.
That's step one.
Yeah. Step one. Lockdown date.
This will be a fun explanation to my wife. We're going to stay in a hotel in Tacoma, and then we're going to go look at Christmas lights in a limo. And that's going to be our night. All right. Sounds like something that you and Ted would do. Actually, it won't be a hard sell at all. No. She'll be like, it's good to see you guys are going out together. I mean, if she ends up doing her shopping trip where her and Tatum are not at home for the night, then we get to do it at my place.
Back old school.
Old school in the new house.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be crazy. And with the blind dog now.
I know, and I still haven't seen your house or your kids since she was like an infant.
You haven't even seen Lulu since she can't see.
No, she hasn't seen. She'll never see me again.
No, I hope she remembers your scent. Times have changed.
I guess maybe she won't pee.
That's a good point. I think we could sneak the mayor in without her even knowing. We just don't say anything.
Oh, man, that's too good.
That was the worst part. I know we got to go. But when I was upset about everything that was going on with Tatum, we didn't tell that story in the air. But Tatum was being a little turd to me, and I got frustrated. And I was like, oh, go up and see your mother. Because she was like, I'm going to see mommy. I'm like, go up there. She goes upstairs to go see mom. Lulu's like, well, I got to get out of this situation, too. And Lulu's trying to go up the steps.
And can't.
And the poor thing, like, made it up the three steps, sat on that third step, and, like, looked in my direction like, you got to help me.
Did you?
Put her back down on the bottom step.
All like, right.
You stay with me, Lulu. You're not going up there, too.
You were here first.
Right. It's you and me. It's you and me. We're thick and thin, Lulu. Come on. Don't go up there and abandon Dad, too. It can't be Dad against all three of you.
I need this.
I need you, Lulu. I know you can't see it, but there are tears in my eyes. I need you.
All right, we're back next week.
Back next week. Live day is tomorrow.
It is.
Go Kraken.
Go Kraken. Nice win last night.
Hey, I don't know what time you're going to beat her tomorrow, but in the 9 o'clock hour, yep. Chris Drieger, goaltender for the Seattle Kraken, is going to be hanging out with us.
I saw that. I even retweeted it from the men's room account just for you.
Boy. I'm excited. I might wear my Bowie t-shirt.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Because, you know, that's what he wants to do is see a man who's very obsessed with their mascot.
You should get him to sign your knockoff jersey.
I should have got a Drieger one and not a Grubauer one.
Yeah. Well, you're going to wear a knockoff Grubauer jersey?
Like, wait. You don't even have a jersey with my name and number on it. And clearly you bought this from another country.
Yeah.
I just got the knockoff Geno Smith jersey.
Excellent.
I think it's about the same color shade of green as the green that the Seahawks wear. The best part about it, the little Nike swoosh.
Yeah.
Instead of it being white, it's green. It's like it's the all green jersey. Yeah. I'm like, I mean, that didn't seem like a hard fix. Like, how did you? And then this, the font that says Seahawks, it's just like a basic like Arial or Times New Roman font that just says Seahawks. It's not the Seahawks.
It's not the Seahawks.
Everything else looks great.
Nobody will notice.
Like I said, it's like it's good from far, but far from good.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Follow us on Twitter at the Mega Catch. See you at live. Day. Get tickets at snocasino.com.
See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye.